Sing number 100. Now in a song of grateful praise to our dear Lord, the voice will raise. With all his saints will join to tell, our Jesus hath done all things well. Number 100.
To enjoy some things together of thyself, to open thy word, to learn a little bit from it. I pray that thou bless this time together. I give thee thanks for the liberty and the privilege to do this in the hearts to gather together like this. Give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I would suggest, brethren, if it's the mind of the saints, the Epistle of James, chapter 1, for this reading. Don't need to continue it, but I thought there is so much practical instruction in this chapter for us, James chapter 1. So many young people present with us, very valuable teaching here. It's the mind of the brethren. Could we take up this chapter for this reading?
James chapter 1, James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Well, it certainly is a tremendous amount of practical teaching in this chapter, which we need. We don't have anything about redemption in the book of James, but you might sum it up by that verse, show me your faith by your works. As the Lord said, by their fruits ye shall know them. And what James is emphasizing is the practical manifestation of your faith. It was written to a mixed company, as we have here in the first verse, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Written to believers, Jews who had believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, not only in Judah and Benjamin, but in all the tribes. So it really has a Jewish character to it. But of course there's much here for the Christian as well. Now James was not an apostle, he was the Lord's brother, probably converted.